Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And thank you, Father, for making this possible. We ask your blessing upon this meeting today, and that we share a good word with the brethren. Amen. Okay, I'm going to continue with Hurricane Helene. Victims. Number two. Okay. I'm going to use a couple of links here on the text. But if you scroll down about two-thirds of the way down and read the full unredacted versions, which I'm going to be sharing with you today, you can see everything. I'm using parts and parcel of these because I want to concentrate on things we need to pray for. Okay? And the first one is Restored Republic via GCR. It's an update as of Tuesday, October the 8th, 2024, in part, and updated with October 9th. So, and this is compiled by Judy Byington. And titles on it are Black Tuesday, Phase 1 Activated, Trump Musk Announced Go Time for Mars and Starlink, and also FEMA is killing Hurricane Helene victims in Kamala's land grab of victim properties. Okay, man-made. Category 5 Hurricane Milton plowing into Florida. Let me say this about this. You need to pray it down. Pray it down, saints, and believe it. And I heard that there's 10 more tropical depressions out there, and the deep state plans to cross the U.S. with destruction, theft, and depopulation. So you need to learn to pray these down. Amen. Okay, the Brunson case, of course, is important, and they're taking up people committing towards this case that it needs to be out. This says the highest court in the land is the court of public opinion, and this means you. So be a part of history and click and sign your letter to the Supreme Court. Very good. I think that's probably a good idea. And as usual, they give this warning. It's only wise to have at least a month's supply of food, water, cash, medicine, and essential items on hand for yourself, your family, and to share with others in case of emergency. According to your faith, be it unto you, right? However you feel to do it. Here's Judy's note. FEMA is killing Hurricane Helene victims in Kamala's land grab of victim properties. And that's as it's published in Before It's News. It goes on to say, immediately after Hurricane Helene hit North Carolina, FEMA showed up in Chimney Rock and told residents at gunpoint that they had to leave their properties. Since roads were destroyed, the residents left by walking through a snake-infested river. A man who refused to go was shot by FEMA soldiers, while bullet-ridden bodies were later seen floating down the river. Trying to get rid of the evidence. Why Chimney Rock? Well, 1 month before Hurricane Helene, the cabal's Black Rock acquired 2.2 million shares of stock in Kings Mountain lithium mine, Albemarle Global. Kamala made sure the U.S. government also gave the mine $250 million in grant money to open the mine known for its precious metals needed to make computer chips. A major stockholder in the mine was Doug Emhoff. That's Kamala Harris's husband. Evidently, Imhoff set himself and his wife up to make a huge profit off of Hurricane Helene and all the dead victims. Victims in North Carolina were more convinced than ever that Hurricane Helene was man-made and a product of Biden-Harris U.S. incorporated government land grab of rare mineral mines in the area. On May the 8th, 2003, U.S. Patent U.S. 2003/0085296 was granted. The patent verifies that hurricanes, tornadoes, and heavy rain can be formed and directed towards certain areas of the country through cloud seeding and sound wave applications. Residents of North Carolina maintain that during Hurricane Helene, planes were observed cloud seeding over the area. Scientists have admitted injecting silver iodide into the hurricane wall. Substantial evidence shows the route that aircrafts took to manipulate the path of Hurricane Helene. What many want to know is the name of the head of the person who gives the orders to manipulate the weather. Yes, well, pray, saints, I'm giving you this so you have something to pray, to target here, right? Pray to destroy these weapons of mass destruction, this weather manipulation stuff. Pray it down. All things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received it, and you shall have it. That's what Jesus said. North Carolina and Georgia state senators and representatives were notified that their states were attacked by the federal government using weather warfare with indisputable evidence. They were in total shock. Climate change hoax was used to cover it up. Colonel McGregor interviewed with Dane Wigington, and a link is here. FEMA agenda. FEMA was a federal agency which was weaponized during the second term of Obama, who turned it into an international terrorist operation with the New World Order Agenda 2030 of depopulating the planet. FEMA's ultimate goal, control, chaos, population reduction. And this is updated October the 8th, 2024, from FEMA director. We plan to execute 70 to 80,000 people. Here's a link here to this. That's from the FEMA director. Right now, FEMA director Dion Criswell was at Gitmo, charged for crimes committed in 2023. Of course, she's not the director at the moment. And Maui do attack fires where victims were gunned down by FEMA agents. Plus, it was found that traditionally FEMA set up covert human trafficking bases in disaster zones using the confusion and desperation of hurricane victims to cover their tracks. Most concerning was that the chaos and confusion of disasters created the ideal conditions for child traffickers to operate, as happened in Maui. People reported seeing unmarked vans in the disaster areas taking children away in the dead of night. These are reports coming from the very ground FEMA claimed to be helping. Children were disappearing and FEMA was doing nothing. Well, no, they weren't doing nothing. They were doing the crime. Okay. Why? Because it's complicity. FEMA was part of the cabal machinery that allowed these crimes to happen. No, they committed them. And in fact, it goes on to say they're not just failing to stop it, they're enabling it. They've built underground prisons where trafficked victims are held before being shipped off to their buyers. FEMA was a fully operational arm of the deep state, responsible for orchestrating large-scale human trafficking operations under the guise of disaster response. And in the chaos following Hurricane Helene, hundreds of victims disappeared without a trace. FEMA was systematically rounding up people, particularly women and children, and shipping them off to undisclosed locations. So during Hurricane Helene, disaster FEMA deployed 3,500 armed personnel to storm-ravaged North Carolina. What are they armed for? Particularly Asheville, population 94,000. They booked every hotel room in a 150-mile radius, so there was no place for displaced victims to go. FEMA's massive convoys and flights carried no relief supplies, no medicine, only crates of automatic rifles, steel canisters packed with limitless ammunition to wage a bloody war against storm-torn refugees and their property, and a healthy supply of body bags, ostensibly to eternally house their victims. FEMA didn't actually arrive for a week after Hurricane Helene hit in North Carolina, and then not only neglected to begin saving the thousands of stranded victims left without food or water for a week, but confiscated donations, refused delivery of critical supplies, arrested or threatened to arrest people wanting to help who were making rescues on their own. A Helene victim told a FEMA agent she'd lost her home, car, belongings, and had neither food nor water, and asked where she could go for help. The agent allegedly told her, "Too bad you lost it all. We could have made a deal if you had something to trade." FEMA has not allowed both military helicopters and private planes to fly into North Carolina disaster areas with supplies and to rescue victims. Plus, they have sabotaged disaster relief, such as enforcing a federal blockade on Elon Musk's Starlink aid shipments to North Carolina. Now, FEMA has ceased all relief operations and is seizing supplies and donations from citizens trying to assist Hurricane Helene victims across various states, causing growing alarm and unrest. Why? Well, let's take a look at the North Carolina Kings Mountain lithium mine property grab. On September 27th, the majority of Chimney Rock, Rutherford County, North Carolina, was destroyed by flooding, with the Broad River inundating the village. 2 days later, as residents struggled to save what they could, the Biden-Harris regime seized Chimney Rock under the auspices of eminent domain, an archaic, unconstitutional law that allows the federal government to wantonly and irrevocably confiscate private property for public use. But this was for private use. Yeah. Residents of Chimney Rock suddenly found themselves confronting two opponents, the weather and the federal forces of FEMA. And on September the 30th, FEMA surged upon the tiny 2.8 square-mile village and gave citizens a chilling ultimatum: get out or else. Why Chimney Rock? 1 month before Hurricane Helene, the cabal's Black Rock acquired 2.2 million shares of stock in Kings Mountain lithium mine Albemarle Global. The U.S. Government also gave the mine $250 million in grant money to open the mine. A major stockholder in the mine was Doug Emhoff. That's Kamala Harris's husband. She made sure this happened. Imhoff set himself and wife up to make a huge profit off of Hurricane Helene. On 24th of September 2024, Kamala was successful in getting her husband permits for the Albemarle lithium mine to start mining immediately. Imhoff's retirement accounts were also deeply tied to major cabal funds like BlackRock and Vanguard. BlackRock owned the lithium in Chimney Rock, Lake Lure, North Carolina. 3 days before Hurricane Helene, a permit to immediately start mining the Albemarle Global Mine was obtained by Kamala Harris. The mine was expected to make $250 billion. Immediately after Hurricane Helene, FEMA showed up in Chimney Rock and told residents at gunpoint that they had to leave their properties. Since roads were destroyed, the people had to leave by walking through a snake-infested river. At least one man who refused to leave was seen shot by a FEMA soldier. Bullet-ridden bodies were seen floating down the river. FEMA took over all body recovery and a hospital where some bodies were taken. Other bodies were bulldozed and covered up by FEMA. Local residents who opposed the mine had now had their homes and property destroyed. The government has taken over their land, and they have been told they can't even return to obtain personal items. But hold on, this is not the end of the story, okay? The storm had razed the village. Its population, a whopping 140 people, had lost everything, including cell service and any means of leaving Chimney Rock, as the floods had inundated what few roads led in and out. One man walked in, and this is my note, but one man walked in and filmed the town, which was empty of people, you could see from his video, except for one man who suspiciously thought everything was fine. And I was looking at the video. I said, that ain't true. No, not true. When residents refused to go on foot, FEMA agents pointed rifles at them, demanding that they trek out in whatever footwear they were wearing or be shot. One resident who braved the journey, wading through waist-deep water filled with venomous snakes and biting insects, witnessed FEMA agents gun down a neighbor who refused to vacate his flooded house. The same resident, a 36-year-old lithium miner, said, "There are bodies everywhere. I saw dozens floating in the water, bullet holes in all of them. I'm lucky to have made it out." Chimney Rock has been told that their entire town is federal property now. There are dead bodies that are lying in the water. There are dead bodies that are lying under trees and in debris, and they can't get to their family members. They can't even go back to their home. The federal government has said that the land and all of those bodies are now federal property. Evidently, the federal government didn't want to identify any of the bodies. They planned to bulldoze over it and not even count how many people were dead because of this so-called, quote, natural disaster, unquote, if you can call it that. FEMA's gunmen have already been accused of murdering people in Florida and Puerto Rico, and they tried to evacuate from hurricanes. A year ago, in August 2023, FEMA gunned down victims during the Dew attack fires at Maui. The White Hat Military Alliance had an all-out-and-out shootout with FEMA employees during that disaster. Yep, they did. At that time, they shot down a plane carrying fleeing FEMA goons. They shot it down. Large plane, too. In North Carolina, a heartbroken patriot has lost all faith in his government after being displaced from his home by the recent hurricane. The U.S. Incorporated had allocated over $16 billion to support Ukraine and Israel, leaving its own citizens feeling neglected and abandoned. Illegal immigrants who were being set up to illegally vote Democrat in the next election were getting free food, cell phones, housing, and $3,500 debit cards out of taxpayer monies sent to FEMA. Such depleted the FEMA budget to zero, so nothing was left for disaster victims. That's what they said, but they lied. Here's an update from October the 8th, 2024, Tuesday. FEMA is secretly holding on to $7 billion in FEMA funds. The DHS Inspector General Joseph Kafari found that as of October 2022, FEMA had $8.3 billion in unliquidated funds meant to relieve declared disasters from 2012 or earlier. More than $7 billion of that could potentially be returned to the Disaster Relief Fund. Why are they sitting in billions of dollars? And there's a link there to that story. Meanwhile, the Biden-Harris U.S. Incorporated government's meager $750 handout to victims of Hurricane Helene was set up so that if victims don't pay back the $750 to FEMA, this is donated money now, okay, but they have to pay it back, within a year, they would lose their homes and properties. It's a land grab by FEMA and the Biden-Harris administration. The scenarios were reminiscent of man-made, question mark, August 2005 Hurricane Katrina that caused over 1,392 fatalities. Listen, I've lived on the Gulf Coast. I've seen a lot of hurricanes. I can tell you they lowball every time. I know people living right on the water and talking about the bodies and everything, you know, and they lowball it every time. The real number is not known, it goes on to say, and the August 2023 Maui and 2018 Paradise, California, direct energy weapon fires that left bodies everywhere, even in vehicles trying to escape. In all four disasters, FEMA didn't appear to be there to supply aid and give help and cover to the victims, but seemed to have a sole mission to take advantage of victims, clean up their bodies, and dispose of them so a real count of the dead couldn't be made, and to steal from their ravaged properties and later take possession of their land. Yep, these are criminals. In Paradise, 50,000 died, not the 100 reported by the mainstream media, who are complicit in all of this murder. In Maui, 2,700 plus structures were destroyed, 97 confirmed dead, 1,000 plus still missing, unconfirmed deceased, 4,000 plus people originally dislocated with 3,100 still displaced over a year later. The complicit to goals of the cabal mainstream media hasn't reported on any of that. The only difference between the 2023 Maui Dew fires and last week's North Carolina Helene hurricane disaster was that FEMA arrived in Maui a few days before the fire started. That's suspicious, isn't it? While FEMA arrived in North Carolina a whole week after Hurricane Helene landed. Now, that's suspicious, too, isn't it? They didn't want the living to live. A little suspicious either way for what was supposed to be a federal disaster relief agency, don't you think? It goes on to say. White hats to the rescue. Walmart has been taken over by the white hats and sent 60 trucks of supplies to North Carolina under police protection. The military alliance, activated across all 50 states, is prepared to strike at the very heart of FEMA's corrupt operations. The White Hats have mobilized 5,000 troops in a strategic, coordinated strike aimed at dismantling the elite's decades-long domination of humanity. As of Thursday, White Hats were in North Carolina and had engaged federal forces. Colonel Kurtz, the enigmatic leader of the Red Hats, so you got the Red Hats and the White Hats here now, a voluntary citizens militia, who said his men had arrived in Chimney Rock and were fighting a pitched battle against FEMA and FBI agents trying to lay claim to the area's vast lithium deposits. Kurtz told General Smith that he had lost, he's the commandant of the Marines. He had lost 12 men the night previous as Red Hats fought to stop marauding FEMA agents from fortifying their position. He said his men took out two helicopters that tried to insert more FEMA agents near the now flooded Great Woodland Adventure Trail. Thursday evening, U.S. Marines arrived by choppers and ground vehicles in Asheville and Chimney Rock, where as their helos hovered above clouds of green smoke, the internationally recognized symbol for a safe landing zone, Red Hats had just hosed down throngs of FEMA agents. That's slang for "we shot them." At the same time, U.S. Special Forces out of Camp Liberty ambushed FEMA personnel who had blockaded Asheville Regional Airport, destroying 15 FEMA vehicles and killing 23 agents equipped with everything from sidearms to rifles to squad automatic weapons. Four valiant Special Forces died to gunfire, our source said. Meanwhile, in Chimney Rock, White Hats and Red Hats fought side by side, skirmishing with FEMA FBI that desperately tried holding the Esmeralda Inn and Restaurant, a three-story bed and breakfast where agents on the upper floors shot from the windows at White Hats and Red Hats. Many good men whose intrepidity shook FEMA's resolve, lost their lives, but the White Hat, Red Hat coalition prevailed, destabilizing FEMA's hold on the area. There's a link to all of this. White Hats and Red Hats have sent reinforcements, and so has the federal government. Our source said both White Hats and Red Hats will remain in North Carolina until every corrupt federal agent has been driven out or killed. The battle rages on. Rumblings of militias being formed in various places, one of them North Carolina, a woman who spent the last 8.5 years in the Army, who grew up in the Black Mountains there as a volunteer to help with logistics and communications, said in a conversation that she saw a group of men armed to the teeth with ARs and AKs moving through the mountain towns to protect the food collection sites from looters and to confront FEMA if need be. She said they were serious guys and not playing around. FEMA helicopters are presently blocking the Greenville, South Carolina airport. Private citizens were flying aid to victims, and FEMA came and blocked the runway to stop them. We're at the airport today. Yesterday they ran like 30-something planes, and FEMA has flown in like 10 or more helicopters and blocked a runway here at Greenville downtown. Completely took over, or almost took over, the operation. FEMA's gonna come here and try to stop it, and they took over one of the hangars over here too. The Chevron Deference Act has been overturned by the Supreme Court. This means that the Federal Contract Agency for Disasters, FEMA, that has been interfering with HOENA relief efforts has no authority whatsoever to do so. There is no one more powerful than a county sheriff in his or her respective county. Not the illegal FBI, not the U.S. government, not a governor, and not the state police of that state where that county resides. So they're just totally illegal. They're outlaws. A FEMA director who was acting arrogant and denying aid to North Carolina flood victims was beaten by residents 20 miles south of Asheville. On Sunday, October the 6th, North Carolina State Police warned FEMA that they will arrest any FEMA agent trying to prevent aid or rescue. Now patriots were fighting back. Sheriff Tripp Kester of Davidson County, North Carolina, was calling for local citizens to form militias to protect the Constitution. Quote, "It's getting real, y'all. It's like I've been saying, we approach this a bit different down here. They picked the wrong state to bully." The Northern Militia was set up on the backside of a North Carolina mountain with sniper teams, and they have already taken out some of the Biden-Harris administration's U.S. incorporated FEMA people. The Texas Militia was on their way. FEMA government authorities were still grounding both military helicopters and private planes and couldn't give them an okay to fly into North Carolina disaster areas with supplies and to rescue victims. So the North Carolina Northern Militia set themselves up on the backside of the mountain with sniper teams, took out some FEMA people. The Texas Militia was on their way for backup. Sheriff Tripp Kester of Davidson County, North Carolina, called for local citizens to form militias to protect the Constitution. Governors across the country have been warned. Those who align with the cabal are going to be removed. Every corrupt official, every deep state puppet, every bureaucrat involved, every FEMA agent involved, every official who helped cover it up, every deep state operative who facilitated the abductions is about to face a reckoning, and it won't be a courtroom controlled by crooked judges and rigged legal systems. They're all going to face military tribunals. As a matter of fact, they're shooting some of them on site. The White Hats have all the evidence. They've tracked every stolen dollar, every meeting, every covert operation FEMA has conducted in the wake of Hurricane Helene. The White Hats have uncovered blueprints for FEMA's underground trafficking routes designed to funnel kidnapped victims to hidden facilities both within and outside of the United States. These plans were discovered in the chaos after Hurricane Helene, along with documentation revealing FEMA's theft of millions of dollars in aid. The White Hats are launching a series of coordinated raids on FEMA secret facilities, underground bunkers, hidden warehouses, and disaster relief camps that have been used as fronts for human trafficking. They know where these bases are, they know who's involved, and they're preparing to strike. I think that's done. The White Hats have also uncovered FEMA's grander plan, one that goes beyond human trafficking and theft. FEMA is a key player in the deep state's agenda of population control. Disasters like Hurricane Helene aren't just seen as opportunities for profit, they are chances to enact a much darker strategy. FEMA has been testing methods of population reduction, using the chaos of hurricanes, wildfires, and other disasters to experiment on those deemed expendable. FEMA's secret files detail a contingency plan codenamed Operation Cull. Was designed to reduce population, and that is of the right wing that they struck the Bible Belt voters, right? Since, it's not an accident that that thing went there. They steered it there, right? Under the guise of relief efforts, Helene's victims were just the beginning. This plan spans the entire country, and it targets not just disaster victims, but dissenters, truth tellers, and anyone who threatens the deep state's hold on power. Oh, and more than that, they're preparing hurricane after hurricane. They're not going to all hit the same area. They're going to hit other areas. They plan on attacking the United States with these. Now, mandatory evacuations have been ordered in multiple Gulf Coast counties in Florida, including Hillsborough in the greater Tampa area, a Category 5, HAARP. I crossed through HAARP because I know for a fact the angels told me it's shut down. They shut it down. Okay. Man-made Hurricane Milton was due to devastate the Florida coast on Tuesday, October the 8th. It will be interesting to see what the White Hats and FEMA do with that one. Well, I can tell you what you should do with the Lord on that one. Pray it down. Pray it down. Break it up, right? Here's an update. Tuesday, October the 8th, 2024, 7 days after Milton, comes Hurricane Nadine. Nadine will hit roughly the same area, which means some places in Florida will have seen 3 major hurricanes in 3 weeks' time. Another update. On Monday, October the 7th, 2024, a NOAA plane was observed cloud seeding the mega hurricane Milton as it made a strange U-turn to head straight for Florida coast. At the same time, Milton grew to a Stage 5 hurricane, the largest in history. This plane should be confiscated with pilots arrested and interrogated. Okay, this is a link. EBS, Worldwide Martial Law Initiated, White Hats Target FEMA for Human Trafficking and Theft After Stealing Funds and Supplies from Hurricane Helene Victims, Gazeteller. There's another link. Adults and children burned alive as FEMA, Maui cops, blocked escape routes. They did. They blocked them from fleeing from the burning fires of the Dew weapons and caused them to be burned up. Breaking news, North Carolina, this is another link. North Carolina people are beating up the government in a video there. Breaking Hurricane Helene cover-up exposed. FEMA camps operational. Unmarked vans kidnapping kids at night. Government refuses aid while blocking volunteers, leaving victims to suffer. HAARP triggered the disaster. No, it wasn't HAARP. It was the other methods that they spoke about in this year. It wasn't HAARP. New Richie, everybody suspects HAARP because it has that ability to do that very well, you know. New Richie from Boston, 10-6-24. Hurricane Helene is the fifth generation warfare. Prophecy before its news. Beforeitsnews.com. Another link, Chimney Rock before and after photos of Western North Carolina post Helene, etc. Monday, the 7th of October, 2024, elected officials in South Carolina confirmed that Hurricane Helene was a man-made generated weather bomb. October the 7th, Hurricane Milton, also suspected to be man-made, has strengthened into a Category 4 as it makes a turn to miss Mexico and heads onward to destroy the Florida coast, including Disney World, beginning on October the 8th. So pray it down. Pray it down. When Elena started and it made that U-turn, before that, we had prayed it down, and it turned away, a quick turn away, and then they hit it again, and it turned around again. I'm going to tell you something. We've been receiving for months and even years words from the Lord that Deep State was going to tribulate and bring persecution against and kill Christians in the United States, especially apostate Christians in the United States. You say, well, throughout history, let me say, this has happened throughout history. When God's people have turned away and made their own religions and their own ideas about God and departed from the covenant that's in the Bible, he's always sent a beast to come against them and to judge them. Okay, but he's also very merciful, and he's telling us to tell you that you can pray these things down. The first strike is a very terrible one. Pray them, the rest of them, down. Another massive immigrant train is planning to arrive before the next inauguration. They're going for one final push before it's too late, and they're bringing nearly the entire third world with them. Estimates are it's between 5 to 10 million people. North Carolina State Highway Patrol on video saying Starlink is the only reason they're able to communicate after Hurricane Helene. October the 7th, situation update. This is also a link. Judy Byington, unredacted EBS, worldwide martial law. White hats mobilized 25,000 troops. National Guard activated in all 50 states. Troops asked to shelter in place. Special intel report, 10-7-24, before it's news. Okay. Disaster help. A list of militia organizations in the United States is here. There's a link. Caswell County, North Carolina. Another link. Direct link to PayPal donation. Another link. Adoption of application link. Adoptions personnel information. If you are reading this update on or from the Operation Disclosure official website, be aware that the information has been redacted. For a complete unredacted version, see a PDF copy at the end of OperationDisclosureOfficial.com, which is this version that I'm sharing with you now. It's an unredacted version. But it also tells you that you get unredacted versions on the Rumor Mill News, Reading Room, Breaking Stories, and American Media Group, AMG-News.com. Or watch videos of the update done by We the People News, Rumble.com, and USMilitaryNews.com. So, a possible timing, October the 7th, 2024. It's over. Blackout confirmed. Phase 1 now active. Cyber attack released. And this is from the 17th letter JFK Jr. on Telegram. The blackout is real. Phase 1 activated. We're no longer talking about a hypothetical scenarios or temporary inconveniences. The first phase of a coordinated plan has commenced, targeting our digital and financial infrastructure. This isn't just about losing internet access or experiencing a power outage. It's a calculated strike designed to dismantle economies and instigate widespread chaos. Imagine waking up to find your bank accounts frozen, your digital wealth erased, and your communication lines severed. This isn't a dystopian novel. It's our harsh new reality. The financial system we rely on are hanging by a thread. The blackout is not a passing storm, but the opening salvo of a larger strategy aimed at causing irreparable damage. This cyber onslaught, driven by forces that thrive on disruption, is not just a possibility, it's an inevitability. It will leave us in the dark, both literally and metaphorically, as the very foundations of our society are shaken to the core. The gathering storm has been brewing for some time now. Warnings have echoed from every corner. But the masses have been sleepwalking into the abyss. The clock is ticking and the countdown to catastrophe has begun. What's coming is a global reset, an unprecedented financial and societal upheaval. This isn't just a drill, it's an all-out assault on the systems we once took for granted. A modern-day Black Tuesday looms on the horizon, the specter of a stock market crash, much like the infamous Black Tuesday of 1929, casts a long shadow over our current financial landscape. History's chilling images of people jumping from windows in desperation during the Great Depression are no longer just historical anecdotes. They're a potential reality. The question isn't if the market will collapse, but when. And when it does, it will be swift and devastating. The alarms have been ringing for years. Get your money out of the banks. Yet complacency has led to the edge of this precipice. The last 48 hours have been a whirlwind of panic with whispers of impending doom. Suicide Week, some are calling it, echoing through the halls of power. The parallels to October 29, 1929, are stark and terrifying. The financial collapse won't be a gradual decline. It will be a sudden, all-consuming inferno. Banks will freeze assets, markets will crash, and the global economy will descend into chaos. For those unprepared, it will be too late to act once the doors are locked and the ATMs are emptied. The time to prepare is now. Let me tell you how to prepare. My God shall supply your every need according to his riches in glory. And that isn't depending upon anybody's economy. That's God's word. Stand on his word. Jesus said, when you pray, believe you have received and you shall have it. So stand on God's word. Not on your expectations of what the government can do for you. The big spitball has been thrown. And there's no turning back. This isn't just a warning shot, it's the beginning of the end. Those who have ignored the signs and clung to the illusion of digital wealth will find themselves trapped in a system designed to fail them. The blackout is more than a loss of power, it's a strategic move to reset the global order. The global reset is coming. What was once dismissed as conspiracy theory is now unfolding in real time. This reset isn't about fixing the broken system. It's about tearing it down and building a new one from scratch. A black swan event, a catastrophic, game-changing occurrence, will trigger this reset, likely in the form of a massive cyber attack. Digital wealth will be erased, and only tangible assets like cash, gold, and silver will hold value in the new financial order. The phoenix will rise from the ashes of this collapse, but only a select few will survive. This isn't about fairness or justice, it's about survival of the fittest, those who have prepared, who understood the need for liquidity and physical wealth, will emerge from the chaos. So quit hoarding it up. If you don't need it, get rid of it. Anyway, the future belongs to those who foresaw the collapse and acted accordingly. Since January 21st, 2022, the U.S. has officially been under military occupancy in a continuity of government. October 18th, 2023, the U.S. Treasury said that they were bankrupt. Well, the dollar, which fed the deep state, had to go, for their printing had to end so that they would end. It was backed by nothing, but the coming dollar is backed by gold. On Tuesday, October the 1st, 2024, Trump announced that, quote, America's comeback begins right now, unquote. Okay. BRICS, U.S. banks face $500 billion in losses as de-dollarization grows. Getting rid of the dollar. It's not worth anything outside the country, and soon it won't be worth anything inside the country. They'll let you trade it in for the gold-backed dollars for a while, right? Thousands of Bank of America customers are facing widespread outages, locked out of their accounts, and seeing their balances shown as zero. Panic is setting in as debts remain visible while their funds vanish. I think this is considered a deep state bank. Yeah. Thousands of customers are waking up to a nightmare. They're unable to access their accounts. And those who can get in are seeing a terrifying sight. Their balances have dropped to zero. Meanwhile, their debts remain, staring back at them ominously. Bank of America is scrambling to fix what they've called a glitch. Thousands are cut off from their finances, left refreshing login screens and trying desperately to regain access. This isn't a minor inconvenience. It's a full-scale collapse. Balances wiped to zero. For those who luckily enough to log in, the sight of zero balances is enough to cause sheer panic. Their life savings vanished, and yet their debts remain fully visible. The bizarre inconsistency of wiped-out assets with remaining debts suggests a deeper technical failure. Yes. Now we'll talk about the restored republic here. The re-inhabited republic for these United States of America, Dr. Mai Arecki. This is a link. SG sits down with U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel retired Dr. Sandy Mai Arecki to discuss the re-inhabited republic for these United States. Rumble.com. How to Save America, Republic for USA, Want to Hold a Seat in the United States of America Republic. That's what's coming, the Republic. The fall of the Incorporated is in the process. Wars and Rumors of Wars. Monday the 7th, Glenn Beck exposes how useless FEMA is in Asheville, North Carolina. First, Glenn Beck discovered that the FEMA crew was stationed off the main road, making them hard to find. Next, FEMA admitted, "We got here yesterday, a full week late." Then a FEMA crew member told Beck that they have a great app, but nobody has internet in the area. So Beck asked how victims are supposed to find FEMA's location, and they replied, "That would be the news media's job." Huh, you think? The thing is, nobody has functioning TVs. Then FEMA urged residents to listen to the radio in their cars for updates, the same cars that were washed away by the flood. One crew member told Beck, "We actually go door to door. Beck then asked, "When will that start?" The crew members replied, "That's way above my head. Do you want to talk to my crew lead?" Finally, the crew leader comes in and admits to Beck, "We don't necessarily go door to door." No, they don't. Earlier today, Elon Musk said FEMA is not merely failing to adequately help people in trouble, but is actively blocking citizens who try to help. Musk posted this after a SpaceX engineer helping on the ground in North Carolina wrote to him, "The big issue is FEMA is actively blocking shipments and seizing goods and services locally and locking them away to state that they are their own. It's very real and scary how much they have taken control to stop people from helping." October the 7th, EBS, secret tribunals at Gitmo over 1,000 elite arrests and indictments unsealed. That's before it's news. In North Carolina, counties designated as disaster zones due to Helene, 40,000 absentee ballots were mailed out to voters, but fewer than 1,000 were returned. Again, they're targeting conservative voters. October 7, 2024, Wyoming, an overlooked story in the wildfire sweeping across Wyoming, particularly the eastern region, which happens to be not only privately owned, but also rich in rare earth minerals again, right? Wyoming residents had been opposing any proposals for mining in this area until a wildfire ignited when lightning struck a fuel-heavy section with strong winds now fueling its spread even further. I bet you it had nothing to do with a natural occurrence. Certain citizens of Wyoming have been told to evacuate. Sounds like the perfect storm. October 7, 2024, Evergreen is Hillary Clinton's Secret Service code name. It is also the name of a shipping company that transports children drugged and boxed up in containers marked live art for delivery to elite pedophiles and pedivores, that's those who eat babies, for possible organ harvesting, rape, torture, and sacrifice. Yep, these people are totally demon-possessed. They're Satanists. They want to destroy people. To top it off, another tropical storm named Leslie has formed in the Atlantic and is currently about 500 miles southwest of Cabo Verde Islands. Leslie is forecast to strengthen into a hurricane in the coming days, like the man-made Helene hurricane. Leslie's path was said to set for the same areas as Helene landed. And so let's pray it down, folks. Please, you know, go to these sites. I'll give you the links. You can go to them and start praying on these things. October the 7th, 2024, breaking. Trump and Musk announce go time for Mars, that's M-A-R-S, and Starlink, the ultimate weapon in America's arsenal for military domination. Boom. And that was sent by Julian Assange. Breaking. Trump and Musk unleash Mars, dive into a new era of military communications with Starlink's advanced satellite technology. This is not just a project, it's a revolutionary force in America's defense arsenal. Act now. The future of warfare is here. Yeah. Military revolution is brewing as Trump declares Elon Musk will propel America into a new world order through Mars, the military auxiliary radio system. America is changing, is charging headfirst into a new age of military dominance with Donald Trump and Elon Musk at the helm. And when Trump says Elon will soon take us to Mars, M-A-R-S, he means business, the military auxiliary radio system. Mars is not just a fantasy, it's a powerhouse that will transform military communications and secure our nation's future. This isn't just a corporate meeting, it's an alliance forged in the fire of strategy. Trump and Musk are aligning forces to establish a bulletproof communication strategy crucial for maintaining America's dominance. Well, I hope it's some dominance over the FEMA, right? All the way up through the Biden administration, all the way up through the elite. Mars is here now. It's not about space. It's about military superiority. The military auxiliary radio system is embedded in the very fabric of the U.S. Department of Defense. It's a safeguard against threats, a civilian force ready to ensure that American military messages never get silenced. Imagine cyber attacks, EMPs, and enemy disruptions. Mars stands ready to secure our communication lines. Mars isn't just a backup. It's a full-force military program. In times of national emergency, we need an unstoppable network. That's where Musk's genius comes in. Starlink is the game changer, ensuring real-time communication that is resistant to disruption and operates at lightning speed. With thousands of satellites, American forces will have unbroken, encrypted communication wherever they are, on land, sea, or in the skies. This is about total domination, and Trump and Musk are ready to claim it. The Space Force and Mars are the unstoppable duo for America's future. This is more than an alliance. It's a commitment to military supremacy. The command has been given. Go time. For Mars and Starlink, the pieces are moving into place, ensuring America is armed and connected like never before. Mars is not just defense, it's an offensive move, securing our dominance in an ever-dangerous world. America is awake, aware, and armed with the most advanced communication system the world has ever seen. Conclusion. The march towards unmatched military power. Trump and Musk are not just taking us to Mars, they are taking America to the top, ensuring military superiority that no one else on this planet or any other can match. The EBS, the Emergency Broadcast System, is here to signal the beginning of worldwide martial law. Yes, we've been waiting for that. No more hiding. The White Hats have mobilized 5,000 troops in a coordinated strike aimed at dismantling decades of elite domination. This is a full-scale purge of the deep state, and at the heart of it is FEMA, now exposed for its role in humanitarian trafficking and the theft of aid meant for Hurricane Helene victims. The military alliance is ready to strike at the heart of FEMA's corrupt operations. Governors have been warned. Those who aligned with the deep state will be removed. Every corrupt official involved in FEMA's atrocities will face swift justice, far from the reach of rigged courts. White hats have gathered irrefutable evidence, tracking every stolen dollar and every secret meeting behind FEMA's operation. FEMA's involvement in human trafficking runs deeper than anyone could imagine. The chaos following Helene gave FEMA the perfect cover to abduct women and children, disappearing them without a trace. Hundreds of victims vanished, and FEMA's hands are all over it. The White Hats know everything, and they are launching raids on FEMA's secret facilities, underground bunkers, hidden warehouses, disaster camps used to traffic human beings. Every FEMA agent involved in this grotesque scheme, every official who helped cover it up, will be brought to justice. And I got to tell you, the angels are doing some of that now. The EBS will sound, and when it does, FEMA's entire operation will be exposed. The stolen funds, the missing people, the trafficking, it will all come to light. FEMA's camps will become prisons for those who once ran them. Amen. Well, all right. God bless you, saints. I hope you'll take this and pray over it against the wickedness. Pray it all down. Pray the hurricanes down. Exercise your faith and authority. If you don't know you have any authority, you're in the wrong church. You have authority. All right. In Jesus' name. God bless you, saints. Bye-bye.